It used to be that young kids tried to make sure their parents weren't on Facebook. Now the gatekeeping is working the other way around, with adults not wanting Facebook to be available to our youngest internet users.
Well, joining us live to talk more about it, Larry Magid, CBS technology consultant and CNET technology analyst, who also happens to be on Facebook Safety Advisory Board. Larry, we know there are a lot of little kids, younger kids under the age of 13 out there who are lying about their age and getting on Facebook. Is this new push aimed at sort of getting them to go on Facebook legally?
Yes, it is. And as a matter of fact, a recent study late last year found that most of those kids actually had their parents' permission. In fact, 68% of kids under 13 on Facebook, according to the survey, had help from their parents getting on it. So the parents are helping kids lie. And that, frankly, disturbs me. I don't like the idea of lying or condoning lying. But the reality is that Facebook is part of life right now. It's how families make arrangements for vacations. It's how people communicate with relatives and friends. And I think it's better, and I think Facebook may agree, although I don't know, to have a safe environment for these kids where you can have parental controls and you can have monitoring and you can have perhaps, I would hope, no advertising or fewer ads and no tracking. So that's what a lot of safety advocates have been calling on Facebook to do for a long time now. And if the Journal article is correct, they apparently may be moving in that direction.
Facebook just had that rather weak IPO launch recently. Is Facebook maybe trying to broaden their audience after that?
Well, I don't think this is something, if this is happening, it's certainly not something that would have come up in the last week. This would have had to have been in the works for quite a while. And again, I actually interviewed Mark Zuckerberg 2 years ago, and I actually at the time suggested they should do this. And at the time he indicated there were no plans to do so. That was 2 years ago. But he did say that they were thinking about it. And then a year ago, he said they were thinking about it and would like to do it. So I don't think this is in response to the IPO. I think it's something that, again, they are likely to have been talking about, and it just somehow got leaked to the Wall Street Journal.
So, Larry, there would be some parental supervision if a kid under 13 went on Facebook. Does that raise any privacy issues?
Well, it raises privacy issues between children and their parents, but I think that children don't have a lot of privacy vis-a-vis their own parents. But it means that parents need to think through what's appropriate in terms of their own kids. How much privacy do you give them? How much do you don't give them? But look, parents have the right to search a kid's room. Parents do have those rights. So legally, I think Facebook would be on solid ground for giving the parents some degree of control, perhaps not getting to see every conversation, but making sure that they have parental permission, making sure the parents are clued in as to what kids are doing. And to me, this could be training wheels. So when kids are over 13 and get on gosh knows what service, they've got some experience, but they've got to be very careful. They've got to make sure there's great privacy tools vis-a-vis the rest of the world and that this site is very safe for young children.
Is this a desirable demographic for Facebook, and is there a big demand for tweens to use this site?
Well, there is obviously a huge demand. There's like 7.5 million of tweens or under 13s are already on the site without Facebook's permission. And, I don't know if it's a market. Sure, long term, I'm sure Facebook wants to get young people anxious to use their service so that they'll stay with it for life. But I don't think they're going to make a lot of money on kids under 13, especially if they're very, very careful about not exploiting them from an advertising perspective. But it certainly doesn't hurt them to get people hooked when they're young. But look, things change. You could have a 12-year-old who loves Facebook, and by the time they're 14, they think it's way uncool. In fact, I think that's a risk that Facebook faces.
Larry, thanks so much for your perspective. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Larry Magid, CBS technology consultant and CNET technology analyst, also on Facebook Safety Advisory Board.